The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continuing our readings from the book Pogue's Basics, Money, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You About Saving Money. And we will continue reading in Chapter 5, Tech and TV, and continuing our readings with the section, Don't Pay for Cable While You're Away. If you go on away for vacation, or if you spend your time in two different homes during the year, why should you have to pay for cable TV or satellite service while you're away? You shouldn't. Unbeknownst to almost everybody, the cable and satellite companies offer vacation suspension plans. All you have to do is call to let them know when you're leaving and when you're returning, and then stop paying while you're away. The plans may change over time, but here are a few examples. Comcast Xfinity. How long can you suspend? 3 to 9 months. How often? Once a year. How much does it cost? $7 a month each for TV and internet. The program called Vacation Hold is available only in Indiana, Michigan, Chicago, and Florida. Time Warner. How long can you suspend? 2 to 10 months. How often? Once a year. How much does it cost? $5 a month. Dish. How long can you suspend? 2 to 9 months. How often? Once a year. And how much does it cost? $5 a month. DirecTV, which I believe now is part of the AT&T service. How long can you suspend? 1 to 6 months. How often? Twice a year. And how much does it cost? There is no charge. AT&T UVerse TV. How long can you suspend? 1 to 2 months. How often? Once a year. And how much does it cost? $17 a month. And Verizon. How long can you suspend? 1 to 9 months. How often? As often as you like. And how much does it cost? $40 per suspension. And Cox Communication. How long can you suspend? 1 month to forever. And how often? Twice a year. And it does cost $20 a month. And Charter Spectrum, how long can you suspend? Up to 6 months. How often? Once a year. And how much does it cost? $12 to $15 a month per service, TV, internet, and phone. And the estimated savings ballpark here is around $285 a year. And that's equated by looking at the average U.S. $100 cable bill suspended for 3 months minus a $5 monthly fee. And how about supplying your own cable modem? It's bad enough that your cable company makes you rent the cable box and plug it into your TV. At this moment, you're also paying to rent your cable modem, the gadget that brings high-speed internet into your house. This time, the damage is about $10 a month forever. Once again, there is no reason for you to keep paying. Buy your own cable modem for around $100, return the one you've been renting, and boom, $120 a year savings. Before you shop for your own modem, make sure you've found one that works with your cable company. Do a Google search, for example, Comcast compatible modems. Once you've ordered the modem, call up the cable company and let them know you've bought your own, which is perfectly okay and increasingly common. They'll walk you through setting it up. They'll give you the address of a return center for shipping back the one you've been renting. and then they'll take that $10 fee off your monthly bill. The savings ballpark here is around $120 a year. Savings of $10 per month cable modem rental for a year. And driving a stake through vampire power. We leave all kinds of things plugged in when we're not using them. Microwaves, game consoles, TVs, cell phone chargers, computers, cable modems, cable boxes, garage door openers. Unfortunately, all those things keep using electricity, even when they're in idle, standby, or even sleep mode. They stay on so that their clocks or status gauges remain up to date, so that they can turn on quickly when we want them, or so that they can remain listening for signals from a remote control. The trickle of juice they keep using is called vampire power. Why? Because vampires are invisible, and they suck the life out of us. Get it? American households spend about $19 billion a year on vampire power. Your share is around $165 a year on average, $400 a year if you have a high-tech kind of house. A big part of the problem is that many household appliances that were once purely mechanical now have screens, internet connections, and other digital elements, washers, dryers, toasters, microwaves, refrigerators, and so on. So they consume a trickle of power all the time. In any case, vampire power costs you, and it costs the Earth. America's vampire power alone consumes the output equivalent of 50 large power plants. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, here are the steps you can take to fight back. Unplug things that don't need to be on, like the TV, cable box, and DVR in the guest room, the furnace in the summertime, or a second refrigerator. If you can get rid of the second refrigerator altogether, that's even better. Older refrigerators, like the ones people keep in their garages or basements, use old juice-guzzling technology. Use smart power strips. You can plug all your TV stuff, set speakers, Blu-ray player, etc., into a single strip and turn them on or off all at once when you need them. Same thing with your computer system, PC, monitor, printer, and speakers. In fact, because so many people are trying to clamp down on vampire power, you can now buy smart power strips. Some use a master-slave arrangement. If you turn off the main appliance, like the computer, then the associated outlets, like the monitor and printer, also cut power. To find these strips, do a Google search for smart power strip. Automatically limit the charging time. For about $6.50, you can get a Belkin Conserve socket or one of its rivals. It cuts off power automatically after 30 minutes, 3 hours, or 6 hours. Perfect for phones, tablets, laptops, and other things that you plug in to recharge. There's really no point in letting them suck up juice after they're fully charged. In fact, most manufacturers suggest not leaving them plugged in all the time. And use timed outlets. Some power strips and power outlet adapters are programmable. You can set them up to cut power based on the time of day. Again, do a Google search for time power strip, which is perfect for gadgets like water recirculation pumps, coffee makers, towel heaters, and heated bathroom floors. And turn off the instant on feature. Most TVs are on even when they're off. They remain in, quote, instant on mode, so that they'll pop right on to life when you hit the on button on the remote. Same thing for game consoles. The thing is, you can turn that feature off on many models. You'll need to check into the settings section for that. If you don't use your TV or console every day, it might be worth the trade-off. You'll have to wait a minute for the thing to warm up and when you do turn it on, but you won't be guzzling juice all day and night. And the savings ballpark here is around $165. The per household amount of the $19 billion a year Americans spend on vampire power, according to the Natural Resource Defense Council, and your portion of that $19 billion is around $165. The Great Digital Cable Scam. For decades, audio nuts have debated the value of buying absurdly expensive cables to connect their stereo components. Surely, gold tip cables must conduct more, sound better, and more purely and authentically than cables made of more ordinary stuff. Well, no book author would be wise to step into that battleground. Judging sound is a black art, highly subjective, a world where there's no clear right or wrong. Digital cables, however, are a different story. These days, the cable that carries audio and video between TV components is called HDMI. It's the one that connects TVs to Blu-ray players, cable boxes, Apple TV, TiVos, and other gear. The makers of cables have eagerly jumped into the market with the same marketing message they've always used for audio. They want you to believe that fancy gold or even platinum-tipped HDMI cables will give you better picture and sound. They hope to exploit the same sort of uncertainty that's allowed them to profit from audio cables for years. Unfortunately for them, there is no uncertainty this time. An HDMI cable carries nothing but digital signals, ones and zeros, the language of computers. There's no such thing as an HDMI cable whose signal looks a little better than another. An HDMI cable either works completely or it doesn't work at all. Therefore, a $7 HDMI cable you buy online is just as good as an $80 HDMI cable from your local TV store. And the savings ballpark here is around $146, and that's the savings of $73 off each of two gold-tipped HDMI cables. And cell phone service for $8 a month, or even free. What you're currently paying for cell phone service is probably around $75 a month. That's the average American cell phone bill. Actually, nearly half of us pay over $100 a month. Well, how'd you like to pay less than 1/12 that much, or even get your service for nothing? You can, by using a prepaid plan. Instead of paying the carrier at the end of the month, you buy minutes and data before you use them. It's really not such a strange setup. Your car is on a prepaid plan, too. You pay for the gas before you use it. In the beginning, prepaid phones came from little companies that, behind the scenes, bought and resold cellular bandwidth from the big four, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. You might have been paying a company called Red Pocket, but behind the scene, it was AT&T carrying your calls and getting you online. These days, the big four have bought up a lot of those little companies to capitalize on the growing popularity of prepaid plans. You may have heard of Cricket Wireless, owned by AT&T, Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile USA, Sprint, Go Smart Mobile and Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Page Plus Cellular, Verizon. Each Big Four company also offers prepaid plans under its own name. In addition to saving you all kinds of money, prepaid phones have a bunch of other advantages. There's no contract. You can stop and start service whenever you like. There's no monthly bill. There's no activation fee. that stupid $35 that the big four charge every time you start a service. There's no credit check or age limit either, which is what makes prepaid phones useful to con men and con children. So how much can you save by paying in advance? A ton. The exact prices and offerings will have changed by the time we read the end of this sentence, but the following examples are typical. Remember, the point of comparison is what the average American spends on cell phone service a month, $75, on the traditional postpaid plan. $100 a month, Boost Mobile, is all it costs for unlimited calling, texting, and data on four family phones. Each gets 1.5 gigabytes of high-speed data. After that, the speed slows down unless you pay for more of the high-speed stuff. It winds up being too slow for video streaming, but fine for email and web surfing. Handy bonus, even if you stop paying, you can still receive incoming calls and texts for 2 months free. Wow. $42.50 a month, straight talk wireless at Walmart, gives you unlimited calling, texting, and internet use data on a smartphone. The first 5 gigabytes each month are high speed. After you've used that, the service does slow down. And $25 a month, Republic Wireless, gets you unlimited calling and texting on smartphones and 1 gigabyte of data, but it gets better. If you don't use that whole gigabyte, you actually get refunded for the amount you didn't use. Republic's average customer winds up paying $13.82 a month. Republic's phones make phone calls over Wi-Fi when it's available instead of the cellular network, which is how they keep the plan price so low. And $19 a month, Cell Nuevo, gets you 5,000 credits a month to use on a smartphone. You can spend these credits at any proportion of text messages, 1 credit each, calling minutes, 10 each, or megabytes of data, 10 each. If you do that stuff in a Wi-Fi hotspot, you don't use up any credits. You can get more credits for free by watching an ad or filling out a survey. Also, if at the end of the month you haven't used any credits by sticking to Wi-Fi, for example, you're not billed the $19 for the following month. And $16.60 a month, TracFone. Paid as $200 a year in advance, gets you 1,500 calling minutes or text messages to use all year long. About 2 hours of yakking a month. A text message costs the same as 1 minute of talking. And $9 a month, TracFone, gets you 30 minutes of calls. That's a non-smartphone. As long as you keep the service, unused minutes roll over month to month. If you don't sign up for auto renewal every month, the service is a dollar more. And how about this? $8.33 a month, TracFone, is the price you pay for a whole year in advance, $100. It gets you 400 calling minutes or text messages to use during the year, a good safety net for the infrequent caller. And here's that free cell phone, Cell Nuevo. This setup, called the Infinite Plan, will take some explaining. But, yes, it's possible to have a smartphone with free service. This company starts you out with 2,500 free credits, which you can spend on calls, text, or data as described already. You can refill your credits indefinitely by watching ads, taking surveys, or accepting a, quote, thank you text from the company. Or, if you're impatient, you can buy 2,500 more credits for $10. Either way, you have to scrape up 2,500 new credits each month to keep your service alive. There are also some taxes and a $25 activation fee. But overall, if you're a person with more time than money, Cell Nuevo is the closest thing you'll ever see to a free cell phone. Note that these prices don't include the phone itself. Phones might cost $0 for a very simple phone, $20 for a basic Android smartphone, or $600 for a new iPhone or Samsung Galaxy. Usually, you can supply your own phone, maybe one you snapped up from someone or bought on eBay or Craigslist. So when you buy the, quote, gas for your prepaid phone, you can buy a phone card for your brand in gas stations, drug stores, and so on, or you can just pay on their website. Either way, you get a code that you type or scan into the phone. The bottom line, prepaid phones are one of the biggest money-saving secrets left on Earth. And the savings ballpark here is $1,120 a year per person. And that's calculated by looking at the savings off the average American's cell phone bill of around $110 a month by switching to TracFone's 1,500 minutes a month plan. Well, here's an interesting one. Choose a different energy supplier. Here's a handy difference between your parents' era and yours. If you live in one of the enlightened states, you aren't stuck with one energy company. You can shop and compare utility companies as though you were a cell phone carrier. These states have deregulated electricity, gas, or both. Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas. To find out what kind of deregulation your state has, you can visit saveonenergy.com. In these states, energy companies compete for your attention and your dollars. With a little research, you can usually find one that charges less than your current supplier. Or maybe you'll decide to switch suppliers not for price reasons, but because you prefer an energy company that gets its power from renewable sources like sunshine and wind. Either way, you can wind up with something better than what you have now. What's amazing about all this is that nothing changes on your end. Nobody comes to the house to fiddle with the wiring. You don't start getting bills from a new company. Your current electric company still handles the wiring and the billing. The only difference is where it gets its power from. As you undertake this very special shopping trip, you'll want to answer to these three questions. Is the lower price just a promotional introductory rate? If so, you risk a higher bill after that teaser period. Does the supplier contract renew automatically every year? It's better if they have to ask your permission each time. And last, am I getting a fixed or floating rate? A fixed rate price per kilowatt hour never changes during your contract. You win if market prices go up. You lose if they go down. If you like the sound of all this, the next step is to look over the offers of suppliers in your state. There are websites that compare them, but few are complete, and some are paid to promote certain suppliers. The better road is to look over the list of suppliers on your state's website. Use Google again here to search for Ohio Energy Suppliers list, for example, and click on the web results, whose address ends in .gov or .us or .org. That's the official state list. And the savings ballpark for those that have that opportunity is around $290 a year. And that's 27% savings from a typical 9.55 cents per kilowatt hour electric utility rate based on the average U.S. household electricity consumption of 11,000 kilowatts per year. and how to get money for your old gadgets. When you buy an electronic device these days, it's not like you're buying a house or a grandfather clock. This isn't exactly a once-in-a-lifetime purchase. You know you'll be ditching it within a couple of years to make room for a newer and better model. If you just toss your now obsolete device in the trash, you're not only doing a disservice to the environment, there are toxic components in there, but you're also shortchanging yourself. Those old gadgets are worth money. Your first stop should be one of the online gadget recycling sites like, and it's, I'll spell this, GAZELLE.com. Here, even a three-year-old used phone might get you, say, $35, and the process couldn't be easier. Gazelle sends you a box with the return postage already on it. Put in the phone, send it away, and cash the check. Gazelle accepts even broken phones. You should also check out ecoatm.com to see if there's an ecoATM near you. There are several thousand in the U.S. These remarkable machines accept old phones, tablets, and music players using clever automation to inspect the innards and outards of the device to assess its condition. If it has any value, the machine spits out cash into your hand and slurps in your device for refurbishing or recycling. To prevent bad guys from using EcoATM to make money by selling stolen gadgets, it asks for your driver's license and thumbprint. If your gadget is so old or so broken that nobody would possibly want it, drop it off at a Best Buy or Radio Shack store. Those companies offer free recycling. Just drop off your stuff and sleep well, knowing that any valuable parts of your junk will be reclaimed and reused, and that the rest will be safely disposed of. And the earnings ballpark here is around $40 per gadget. Well, we're out of time again for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.